Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2023. And today is Big Fatty's birthday. Happy birthday, Big Brad. Damn. I swear to God. Happy birthday, Big Fatty, is what I meant to say. Anyway, I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's in his mid to late 60s. I really don't know. Anyway, happy birthday, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Happy birthday, Big Brad. Damn. Yeah!
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4050 of the BFO for Tuesday the 15th of August. Okay, I'll take care of it.
Good morning, Big Fatty, and a very happy birthday to you. Sending you love and best wishes from the Uck.
That, of course, is Alan from the Uck. He just got married to that Captain D from Tennessee. Yes, Big Fatty. Alan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, couldn't he have waited until we got to the voice letter section? When, you know, the Brits, you know, they're very prompt. They like to be front and center, up front. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever. Okay, so where were we? Big Fatty, we were starting the little show. Big Fatty, you sound like Archer now. Where do I go? Big Fatty just
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Happy birthday, Big Brad. Damn.
Well, hello, everyone. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. We even did it before. Y'all, it's episode 4050 for the 15th of August 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, well, maybe we should take this part out and just stick with the phone call. It was a much better take, yes? And now we got dead air. Hello, Tudors Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're tutors today because Poodle said dead air. Well, Big Fatty, you got a point there because whenever you toot, the air coming out smells like something's dead inside of it, Big Fatty. Go ahead and put the train wreck artwork up, because do we have one for a shit show? It's the logo for Archer Radio. Big Fatty! So y'all still telling you about the hot dog down the hallway weekend, and y'all, I think we had pretty much finished a full. No, we were on Thursday, weren't we? Yes, Big Fatty, on Thursday. And y'all, I think Granny was overserved, so he went to he had some. Some chicken wings Thursday night. Yeah, he couldn't stay up to 9 o'clock because, you know, that's when the Big Brother first elimination. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Right after a big cup of coffee, the first elimination. Oh, no, the Big Brother. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I watched the live show. Derwood came by and watched for about 8 minutes and said, okay, I can't stand this. And y'all, it was a pretty good show. I enjoyed it. Y'all slept like a baby on Thursday night. Yes, McFaddy, the hazmat team came in on Friday. We got up. We got up Friday morning, y'all. It was the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill and Bill in St. Louis and Craig and Granny and Durwood and myself. Y'all, we headed over to the Sunrise Grill for the good brofkas. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. I had the country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T. y'all came back. Durwood wanted to go do some fancy shopping, so we went to the Big Lots next door, and I don't know, he had forgotten some kind of cup or something. Big Fatty, was he going to play baseball? No, I don't think it was that kind of cup, but anyway. We just came back to the Metropolitan Complex, and y'all, the sun was not, it was cloudy. And so Big Fatty went out and got in the old cement pond with Granny and Durwood. And was Durwood there? Durwood was not there. He was doing some work on the computer back in his room. And so Granny and I, we were just catching up and having a good time and everything. And then, y'all, they had said that there were going to be severe thunderstorms afternoon, and right around 12 noon, I expected to hear because y'all, the black clouds were moving in and the wind was picking up, and all we needed was to see a flying house or a is that the old gal? It may be, but anyway, y'all, it was quite the storm that came in, y'all, and it rained, and so anyway, that was the end of the old swimming hole. Y'all, nothing in particular going on for right afternoon. There's probably some nipper-napping, I don't recall, but I'm sure there was. And y'all, then, of course, I know what happened. Y'all, about 11... I don't know what time it was, but, y'all, I guess it was before I went out to the old swimming hole. Y'all, I got a testimonium from the Jaw, and the Jaw said, Herbert Roddy, do you think there might be, a room available? I said, well, there was only one available when we were checking in Thursday, and, it sold out, but, you know, give it a try. I said, I thought you had company coming to town when they canceled on him. And Veda had big doings at the coal mine on Saturday. And so, I had said, you know, if you're going to come to the for the first time, the hot dog down the hallway weekend is the best to come. So, y'all, he called and he was able to get a room for right night, I said, well, you know, there are options. We can, you can forfeit your key deposit and stay till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can enjoy the lunch and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so y'all, he came over, and we all headed on over to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, I'm as prepared as they were. The mixers were rationed. They were rationing them, and y'all, we had a table. There must have been let's see. It was Granny and Durwood and me and Bill in St. Louis and Craig and Chris and Bestie Bill and Haunt Cub and who was right here? There was somebody. Oh, y'all, in walked through the door In walked through the door, surprise to Big Fatty, Gay Country Wes and Tommy. So Tommy and Gay Country Wes were there, and Larry, one of the hosts of the weekend, was there. And y'all, then there was a cute little guy. He was from the Philippines, I think. He was at the next table, and he was just kind of, just not part of the group, but he was listening and laughing and everything. And so we invited him to come over, and y'all, works for the Rat Cruise Line. And, just had a lovely evening, y'all. Durwood said, "I'm going to be buying drinks for Granny and Big Fatty today." Well, y'all, he also ended up buying the jar. And he bought them for the jar, and y'all, then he came out with two rounds of shots. Needless to say, there was over-serving. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. I think I went back to the room and watched some of the sports ball. And, y'all, it was a quiet evening. I think the place was, y'all, jam-packed. I'd given the jar a tour of the facilities in the afternoon. And he went out to the old swimming hole in the afternoon. You know, once the storm passed, it was fine. And young Jonathan was out there, and all kinds of folks. So I introduced the jar to them, and I said, "Okay, well, now you know where everything is. Have fun. We're going to the Capri." No, I guess he got there just right before the Capri, so we went from the tour to the Capri. And, y'all, then he's on his own. Of course, Big Fatty retired early.
Yes, Big Fatty, at age 62, it was 5 years ago.
Oh, by the way, Archer, I'm 67. Got up Saturday morning. Y'all had just a little brofcus there at the poolside cafe. Then at 10 a.m. in the morning, y'all, they had the Bloody Marys and the mimosas. And Big Fatty had a couple of the Bloody Marys. Y'all, I took that extreme blazing Zing Zang mixer, and Durwood and I drank. Y'all, it burned the hair out of your nose. Big Fatty, good thing since you didn't bring your tremor. And y'all, about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, it was time for the DJ arrived around noon, Granny was out there at 8 a.m., putting out his bed linens, and, he has to put down well, I don't know what you call it.
Big Fatty, it's a pee pad.
Well, he has to put a blanket or towels or something like that in case he has an accident. Y'all, 1 o'clock, the DJ started at noon. At 1 o'clock, lunch was served. Y'all, they had the big quarter-pound Franks cooked on the grill there. And they had lasagna, and they had dirty rice, and they had macaroni and cheese. They had chili for the hot dogs. You know, they had all the fixings for the hot dogs. Then they had baked beans and deviled eggs and shrimp and egg solid. It was a cold solid. And they had potato salad, and they had coleslaw, and they had, Ralph is the other half of the dynamic duo for Hot Dog Down the Hallway Weekend. He knows I like the German potato salad.
Big Fatty, you just like German potatoes, right, Hendrick?
I think they're peaches, not potatoes.
Yes, Big Fatty, whatever.
You like the fuzzy peaches, I forgot. Anyway, What was I saying? Hey, we don't know. Should we just start the whole show over with the music again? No, I've got it now. And then they had cookies and brownies. And y'all, they were worried. They were worried they were not going to have enough food. Y'all, everybody went through the line. Some went through twice. And there was still enough food. Plenty of food. Plenty of food, I tell you. And anyway, that afternoon, y'all, the Hatlanta Braves had a doubleheader, so they had an afternoon game and an evening game. And so I was going back and forth to the room to watch some of that because, y'all, it was just miserably hot. Miserably hot. And but everybody seemed to be having a good time. You know, the young'uns, they get out there and, you know, oh, I'm invincible. I shall not wear the sunscreen. And y'all ran into DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. And y'all, Big Dick was there too, from over here in Charleston, and it seems like there's somebody else, but y'all can't think of who it is. Big Fatty, you've blocked them out. It's true. And we had two other friends from Charleston, another couple. They came over last year for the first time with young Jonathan, and y'all, it was just lovely, I say. And some folks that we saw just a few weeks ago at the Daddy Days, we'll call them John Notathon, we'll call him Zaxby. That's not his name, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. And then our friends from up in the north of the Dirty Myrtle. And Zach, that was his name. It wasn't Zaxby. And y'all, it was just a lovely afternoon. Durwood got, needless to say, young Jonathan had made like 300 Jell-O shots, and he was handing them out to people, and they had the drunken cherries that people were having. And Durwood, you know, has a gallon of margarita right there at his side at all times. And y'all, he was feeling no pain. And that's until he fell into the pool from the edge and kind of scraped up his leg. He doesn't remember doing that, but he was told. And then he fell in the pool again later. And y'all, needless to say, he didn't remember going back to the room, but he did sober up enough to go to the maze, to those special little rooms that have the little communication. Y'all, it's like this hole in the wall that you can speak to people through it, and they can put the ear up to it. And then on Sunday we got, oh no, y'all, I'm just gonna have to wait because something else happened on Saturday. But y'all, that's it for today. Big Fatty, you're off on the timing a little bit today. Oh yes, oh dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday, y'all. Hortensia. Hortensia is due for her August visit, and y'all, it's a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty, you soiled the whole house, and y'all hadn't seen the nip since I've been back. But when I woke up this morning, y'all, I just randomly wake up about 5:30 in the morning. He was on the Grin Doctor, and he was telling some story about. He's been torn up by the azaleas with the same result. Y'all, I don't know what that's about. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. And Archer, how would you rate this train wreck?
Happy birthday, Big Brad. Damn.
Oh, yes, I think that's really a quite concise. What am I trying to say?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah! Yes.
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.